Finally, Friday! I'm totally off a beat.
What's causing that?
I don't know. My timing is all off.
Try it again. Here it comes.
Friday.
That's pretty good. I like that one.
Thank you.
Maybe it's because you said finally Friday,
yeah,
and
maybe
it's those extra syllables.
It messed me up.
Hi, everybody. As Wendy pointed out, it's finally Friday. It's the stream of consciousness. It's the bonus hour. It's just you know it is, you know what it is. It's just you and me just talking about whatever, and it's now. It's starting right now.
It's 12:12. Make a wish, and then don't look at the clock until it turns to 12:13, and your wish will come true.
And this is tried and true.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work with somebody years ago who truly believed that on the first of every month, that if you said rabbit, rabbit. This person truly believed this, that if you said that, you would get what you wanted.
Was it Bugs Bunny?
Yes, it was Bugs Bunny. I used to work for Looney Tunes.
Was it Elmer Fudd?
Actually, I currently work with Looney Tunes.
Thank you so very much. Yeah, I listen to you, even though I'm talking at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've never heard of
this
that.
This person truly believed that if you said that, on the first of every month, that good things would come your way. And I would explain to that person that it's fake, that it's not true. And
who was
he
it?
Or she would get very upset if they said something other than rabbit, rabbit to start out the month.
But here's my
ridiculous
question to you.
Yes.
I am a little superstitious, not that much.
Yes.
But why rabbit, rabbit?
I think it's because this is something that's been going on for a long, long time. They didn't invent this. Somebody years and years ago thought this up, and other people went, well, if they thought it must be real, but there's absolutely 0.000% to believe that saying rabbit, rabbit on the first of every month will bring you good luck. It's as ridiculous as can be, and yet there's a percentage of people who truly believe it, and I worked with one of those people.
Come on, name names.
Mm-mm. Dr. Art Uline. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Did he do the health minutes or whatever?
Dr. Art Uline.
Yes.
Yeah. So even though he was a man of medicine and a man of science, Dr. Art Uline believed that if he said rabbit, rabbit, it wasn't really him.
It was Jori Luloff, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Jori Luloff over at Channel 5. We had a good time.
But again, rabbit, rabbit to me seems like a stupid thing, like, oh, money, money, or vista, vista. I don't know. Just
yeah, it's so arbitrary.
Silly.
Yeah, Well, all superstitions are silly. There's not a single superstition that isn't silly, and yet people will tell you, "No, it worked for me." You know, but why do people fall into that trap? You know. Now I know, I have brought up this on several occasions with the sporting events. If I'm watching a game and, you know, we have a couple of TVs in and around the house, and if I'll turn one on and the team does well, I say to myself, I can't leave the room. I'm in the kitchen and they're scoring. This is good. I got to stay here and watch the rest of the game in here. And then I say to myself, how stupid is that?
Yeah, but
go
that
somewhere
makes
else.
More
sports
sense.
Are filled with superstitions. Every sport is just filled with superstitions. The rally cap is ridiculous. The not mentioning a no-hitter. You know, if a guy's throwing a no-hitter beyond the third inning, nobody's supposed to mention it. Don't say the words no and hitter. Don't do it. You'll ruin his no-hitter. It's ridiculous. It's either going to happen or not happen.
NewEngland.com has something that we might want to discuss. Saying rabbit, rabbit, the luck of the English. What does rabbit, rabbit mean? Why do people say rabbit on the first
Can
day
I
of each month?
Can I guess what it is? It's based on a rabbit's foot, which is considered to be lucky. But again, tell that to the rabbit who lost his foot, how lucky it is.
I am so with you on that.
It's not lucky. It's unlucky. If you lost your foot, that'd be a bad day, not a lucky day. What a lucky day it is. I'm tilted for the rest of my life.
But
it's
didn't you
lucky.
Have a lucky rabbit's foot when you were a kid that was on a keychain?
I didn't. I'm trying to remember what relative gave us a keychain that had a horseshoe. Here's what it was. It was silver, and it had a horseshoe, a shamrock, and some other symbol of luck. Is the eye, remember, you know how on a $5 or a $10 bill, There's like the eye.
The Illuminati.
Yeah, it's the Illuminati eye. I think that was on there also.
Well, they have an evil eye bracelet that is supposed to fend. It looks like an eyeball, and it's supposed to fend off the evil eye.
Oh, it is. Oh.
Who got you that?
I don't remember. A relative gave it to me, but I don't remember who.
All right. Well, Edie Clark wrote this in June of this year.
Yeah.
And says, I grew up thinking that our family was the only family with this strange tradition. On the morning of the first day of every month, there was a slow chorus in our house from room to room. The word rabbit was spoken.
Just once?
One and then another until we had all been granted our month's worth of good luck. In my mind, my grandmother was the originator of this tradition, and it extends to all my aunts, uncles, cousins, blah, blah, blah. And then the superstition was that if you forgot to say rabbit, rabbit, spoken as the first two words on the first day of the month, you would have bad luck that month. Now that I've written that down, I realize how spooky it sounds, as if we were a bunch of Paleolithic cave people clinging to the earth by virtue of luck and whimsy.
I agree.
Whenever I mentioned this custom to friends, they would usually ask me where that came from. My only answer was from my grandmother, which was the short answer. I've discovered a few friends who also indulge in this strange habit, the rabbit habit.
The rabbit habit.
One who not only says rabbit every month, but who also collects rabbit figurines of all sizes, all material.
Wow.
Come on, get to the point.
Well, what is it,
Edie,
about a rabbit that would be equal to luck? The rabbit doesn't bring luck or ward off luck. It's just a rabbit.
I don't know. She finally looked it up and has the answer. went directly to my computer and Googled rabbit. And first day of the month, up came a variety of sites that referred to the strange habit that validated me. According to the Wikipedia entry, which we all know Wikipedia is sometimes always wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, but sometimes always. The origin of this custom is unknown, but it can be traced back to perhaps the 15th century, maybe even the 13th century.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from England, which makes sense since that's where my grandmother's family came from.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons for the word rabbit as opposed to luck or help or hello, it seems that any nonsense word would probably do the trick. It's not clear why they chose rabbit. They link it to a lucky rabbit's foot,
that's
as you mentioned.
That's what I always imagined. Yeah, I would imagine that. But why?
But the entry continues to say that one reason for the word rabbit might be that it's jumping into the future and moving ahead with life and happiness.
But the fates, all right, here's what I know about the fates, Wendy. They're not just kind of hovering over us to see if we say magical incantations
right,
by which they'll act upon. That's not how fortune works. Fortune isn't based on whether or not you say a word on a given day at a certain time. It just kind of happens, right?
Yeah, but now you have me worried because the first is coming. When is the first?
Next week, on Wednesday.
Well, no, I'm going to say rabbit.
Don't fall into that trap.
The rabbit trap?
Don't fall into the rabbit trap.
The same thing, and again, I credit this to my grandmother. In her Italian ancestry, they would always eat seedless green grapes at the stroke of 12 on New Year's Eve.
For prosperity?
Yes, it would mean you'd come into money.
Yes.
And I truly have done this every year.
And you're not rich.
Yeah, but imagine if I didn't do it.
What would happen?
I wouldn't be able to pay my bills.
But you don't believe that. Please tell me.
Listen, there was one year my sister and I could not find green grapes anywhere at the Jewel or Dominick's or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought canned fruit cocktail and picked out the soggy green grapes from there.
Oh, no. That's dedication.
The kids, when they just were learning how to eat, when they went off of baby food and were eating toddler food, I cut up a grape and I would wake them up at midnight when they were babies and smash green grapes in their mouth.
Wow.
Which I could have choked them.
You could have easily. Let us also throw into this the act of whenever anybody sneezes, somebody says, bless you. Again, that's to ward off the spirits of the ill.
That's because your heart skips a beat.
But have you ever seen anyone sneeze and then just die? No one's ever done that.
I hope I never do see that.
I hope we never see that. But people go out of their way. I see this on the train sometimes. Somebody will sneeze and somebody a couple seats away will go. They'll look up and go, bless you. And
I do that.
Well, you don't have the power to bless anybody.
Oh, if you're in earshot of it.
But just the mere fact that you've said bless you, that's not going to make that person's cold go away.
No, but it just shows that you care. I've done that in a crowded store.
I do, but then as
bless
I'm doing
you.
It, I'm going, that's ridiculous. It's polite, but it's not going to ward off the spirits of cold.
What about when you cough? Why doesn't anybody say bless you then?
I say knock it off. Trying to read with your loud coughing. Sneeze or nothing.
You say it to strangers, though, if you're, like, walking down, you don't anymore?
I used to say it quite a bit, and then at some point, I think it was, my daughter Reese made me realize how ridiculous this is, because one time, she just kept sneezing and sneezing, and I kept saying, bless you, and she goes, I think one time more than covers it. And I went, you know what? Even one time is really ridiculous.
One of the symptoms of the plague,
yes,
and the plague was very popular. The
plague was bad.
Was coughing and sneezing, and it is believed that Pope Gregory the First, Gregory the Great,
yeah, he was a great pope,
suggested saying God bless you after a person sneezed in hopes that this prayer would protect them from an otherwise certain death.
So he gave the power to the people. He said, I personally, the Pope, I don't have to come to you and bless you. I will let my minions, my believers, my followers, they also now have the power to bless you. Thank you, Pope Gregory. You are great.
That's why he was named that.
Now, Pope Chad, who is not as great.
Can't trust anyone named Chad, even a pope.
No, even a pope named Chad is suspect. But he just said, just let people sneeze. Let them sneeze it out. They'll be fine. What's the nationality that does the evil eye where they point below their eye and they pull down the skin a little bit? And they stare at somebody, and that's like a curse. Is that Greek people?
I know that Italians have malocchio, which is like, it's kind of like the rock and roll sign, and that is to curse you.
Oh, index finger and little finger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the evil eye is also...
Is that Italians, or is that Greek people?
Italian culture mentions the evil eye, but I've never seen anyone pull
down their eye.
I've seen them do, like, you know, point to your two eyeballs and then at you, like Robert De Niro does.
I'm watching you. Right. But somebody, I want to say, I think it's
You just
people.
Gave me the evil eye, by the way. Look the other way when
I
you
did
do it.
I did it for an example. If you're doing it for an example, according to Pope Gregory.
The Great?
Yeah. Seriously? Wendy, don't laugh. He may be my favorite pope of all time.
And Pope Frank the Fantastic?
Yes. He was good, too. So... I've seen older women do a thing.
Look the other way. Don't point at me with it.
So here was the situation I saw it in last. A car was coming really fast down the street. A woman was about to cross the street, and then a car went fast, and just there was a little bit of splash because it had rained. So she looked at the car, and she pulled down the skin below her eye as if to say, I hope that you and everyone beyond you and your family is cursed. And I went, well, that's not going to see. That guy didn't even see it. He just drove right past.
And then drove into a tree.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he did. He crashed and burned. But I applaud somebody who believes in it that strongly. But then you also want to say to that person, don't believe in it that strongly because it's fake.
I believe in karma. Do you? Because I really do 100%.
A little bit.
It will catch up.
I believe in
to
karma.
You.
I'm a firm believer in karma. Where would the craft company be without them?
Don't you think whether karma is real or not, that it helps you to be a better person?
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, there are people who have done terrible things to people and
right.
have not befallen anything tragic yet. But it's going to happen, and it's going to be a doozy.
I think I'm a believer in all things average out. I don't know, does that fit under the blanket of karma? I think it fits under the blanket of the law of averages. That everybody... There are certain things that will happen to you during your lifetime that are incredibly lucky, and you go, wow, I can't believe this happened to me. But then to balance things out, there's horrible, horrible, unlucky things that often will also happen to you. And you go, oh, there's some balance in the universe.
Yeah, but when I think about it, I have been more lucky than not my entire life.
I believe the same.
And there are some bad things that have happened. Tragedy, you lost both my parents. There's some bad things.
Yep.
Getting in a car accident before making it to Cape Cod where I would have gotten eaten by a shark.
That's
but maybe
bad.
That's a good thing because
yes.
then I didn't get eaten by a shark.
Right.
But I mean, for the most part, I'm lucky because honestly, I really try to be a good person every day.
Yeah. So you would hope if the universe is smiling upon you that there's
Does the universe smile?
Oh, yeah. Nice smile. You would hope that the payoff is that nothing horrible, you won't... fall off a building. You won't
right.
get eaten by wolves.
Because, you know, what did I do to deserve this? You've heard older people
right.
say.
Not just older people. I think I've said it to myself. What did I do to deserve this?
But if you're really a good human being,
right?
I feel that you are more lucky than others.
I hope that's true.
Be nicer.
I hope that
I'll
that
be
is
nicer
true.
If you
well,
be nicer.
I can't promise anything. Try my best.
I'd work on it.
You know who I wish was on today's show? Jerry Nunn.
Bill, that you are one lucky stiff.
What?
Because
why do you say
he
that?
Will be on today's
Jerry
show.
Jerry Nunn, the Nunn on the Run man, will
yep.
be with us today.
After the news.
If you've not heard Jerry keeps you up to date on everything that's happening in and around the city. And he tells us people that are coming to town. And frequently, Wendy and I look at each other and go, I don't know who that is, but it sounds like a good time.
He has been hobnobbing and rubbing elbows.
The elite. The big name, the biggest names in show business.
I'll let him say it, but I'm
right.
pretty impressed.
Yeah. No name too big.
Seriously.
I know.
We got to start hanging with the Nunninator.
I would like to do that. Although after he hears what you just called him, I don't know that he'll allow that.
The Nunninator.
I don't know.
It's kind of fun to say.
It is fun to say. All right. We'll take a break. Judy will provide some news service. And then Jerry Nunn will be by to tell us things, all the famous people he's been hanging out with. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it is 12:31, and it is news time. You had told people that Judy Pilak was going to be here, and you lied, Bill.
I lied to people. As it turns out, Judy didn't feel like coming in today.
Surprise.
Because it's
no
Friday.
No work ethic at
none
all.
None whatsoever.
Zero work ethic. So in her stead, Kim Gordon will give you the news. A quick question, Kim.
Sure.
Are you fielding questions?
Of course.
All right. Are conspiracy theorists loving the fact that all of the information in these Kennedy documents were not disclosed yesterday?
I would think so,
wouldn't
you?
I would think so, yeah. So when we first talked about this a couple weeks ago...
We're not going to find anything.
I don't think we are.
Look at the risk to our national security so many years later. That's what I want.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder what that means exactly.
Because we've come so far in terms of technology
right.
and so many things, so... What could have happened that long ago that would still be at risk?
I've heard people say that maybe some of the fact-gathering techniques that were used, and I don't know exactly what that means, but maybe they're still used today and they don't want that to get out.
Which is kind of scary if you think about it.
It is kind of scary.
That's why the hackers and all those people are probably so far ahead of us, because
right.
if we're still using that old technology and
from
they're light years
ago.
Ahead of us, we've got real
right,
problems.
Right. So there's going to be things that in our lifetime we'll just, like this will go totally... and I shouldn't say unsolved, because I guess they believe that
they
have
solved
it. It's
pretty much solved.
Right.
Well, it is.
But there are those who believe it's not solved, or
right.
they got the wrong guy, or
right.
maybe
or
he didn't
act
alone. Right.
So one of the questions that was going to be answered, they hoped, was why Lee Harvey Oswald was in Mexico City a couple of weeks prior to the assassination. That's part of the thing that was not disclosed yesterday, right? They never really answered that, did they?
I haven't seen that.
I didn't see any of that yesterday.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right.
Scary
so
stuff.
We'll still not know.
No.
All right. Jerry Nunn is here, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Nunn, of course, you know, from Nunn on the Run.
Thank you, Kim.
Jerry, first of all, thank you for being here.
Hang on, you moved
the microphones.
There you are. There's Jerry.
Am I on?
What did you say that you've been hobnobbing with show business elite, with the big names of Hollywood?
And I'm jealous.
There's been a lot going on this week.
Yes. MK?
I'm exhausted.
MK.
MK. I don't know.
You know who I'm
that
talking
is.
About?
Yes, of course.
Michael Keaton.
No.
Close.
No.
Keep
who
going.
Is who is it?
She likes whiskey.
And she's on Family Guy.
And used to be on That 70s Show.
Who is this?
She's Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, Mila Kunis?
Yeah.
Yes. Were you hanging out with her?
Yeah, so
how'd
they
that
did
happen?
This, they did this, it's a Bad Moms Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was skeptical going into the movie because I wasn't sure. I didn't really care for the first one.
Yeah.
But I went to the screening on Monday night at the Music Box. It was packed full of suburban women. They were giving out gift bags full of baby products and gift cards, and they had everything decorated like Christmas.
Yeah.
And then the stars show up. And
Mila
did you know that was coming? Did you know the stars would be there?
Well, I knew I was interviewing them the next day because I was asked to interview them. But
okay.
I didn't know they were going to come to the screening. I had a feeling, though.
Yeah.
And so Susan Sarandon walks in with her dog.
Nice.
She holds the dog up like Simba from Lion King. And so she travels with this dog.
Yeah.
And then Mila Kunis was there. And Jessica Hahn. Who was?
She's good.
Yeah.
Isn't she? I really like her.
I love her. She said she loved me after the interview, so I'm real happy.
Isn't she from here originally, or did she spend time here? I think she's
possibly
from the western suburbs,
yeah.
I think.
She's a really good. She steals the movie.
She plays very funny.
Like,
you know
a
she is, Wendy?
I don't know. I saw your picture with her.
Yeah.
She was all over you. She loved you. She had fun.
She's a lot of fun. She was in Transparent, that show.
Yeah.
She was there, and then it was a bunch of... Kristen Bell.
She came, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she
That's
was fun.
Huge.
That's
huge.
A
excellent.
Lot of people. They all came, except for Christine Baranski.
Why wasn't she there?
I don't know. She's the only one that didn't come.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got
to
talk to her.
She married to
morning.
Billy Clyde Tuggle on All My Children. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, she was.
She's got a great resume. I love her.
Ask Jerry Nunn if he knows who Billy Clyde
Tuggle
is.
Do you know who that is, Jerry?
No, I don't.
He's the greatest villain in soap opera history, Billy Clyde Tuggle.
Oh, okay.
He was a pimp.
He was a pimp. And you know how a lot of times on shows they'll go, a pimp with a heart of gold? Not this guy. He didn't have a heart of gold. He was just cold and bad. He's a bad man.
Nasty. We go way back watching All My Children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love when we find the generation gap during this segment time.
It's
I know, I love
line.
It.
Line. The Billy Clyde Tuggle line.
Yes.
All right, so all the stars came out. You got to interview them.
Yeah.
And who impressed you the most of all these big stars?
Susan Sarandon has great answers.
Yeah.
She really does. She's been doing this a long time, but she was very, like, professional. I mean, they ask, like, Harvey Weinstein questions.
Oh, really?
Like, she was like, she was really good. She said nothing happened to her directly.
Yeah.
But, talked about how young actresses would be taken in by something like that.
I think was her daughter is an actress named Eva Mari. Mm-hmm. And I think her name came up at some point, too. Do you know?
I don't know. We didn't get that far now.
No.
We didn't talk about that.
No.
I was just kind of laughing that Susan's assistant had doggy pads that, like, put that down before I interview. I'm like, if that dog does something. And then, like, it was the assistant was running around with a dog bowl behind her.
Really?
I'm like, what kind of job would that be? Like,
not glamorous.
Yeah, not glamorous.
Not glamorous but, you know, at all.
She travels everywhere with her dog?
She had this dog, yeah. It has an Instagram.
It's like Carrie Fisher used to be
she
with
used to
her
do
dog,
that with her
too.
Dog, too.
Yeah, it's funny.
She's also an incredible ping-pong player.
Right, she owns that ping pong place.
Spin. She's one of the owners of Spin.
I was wondering if they were going to pop in there, but I don't believe they did. Mila said they went to RPM the night before.
Oh, they did? Yeah.
Yeah, RPM Italian.
Is she as stunning in real life as she is in movies and on television?
I thought she's so great. I mean, I loved her hair. She did straight hair the night before. I have to show you pictures of her.
Right.
And
wait, Susan or Mila?
Mila Kunis. They're
Mila.
Both
we
stunning.
To Mila. But Mila had kind of wavy hair that morning, so I liked it better all straight. But
yeah.
She was great. She loved doing the selfie with me because I had the case. That lights up. Have you guys seen the Lumi case that lights up? So she loved the lighting, and she goes, leave it to the gay to bring the lighting.
Wow.
So the whole room's dying laughing. And then they all wanted a picture with me. Like, Kristen Bell's, like,
sure.
Running around, grabbing it. She wanted a picture. It was
nice. That's not
nice.
Too bad.
Yeah,
not
too shabby. I'm glad I brought some props.
And can you say if the movie was good or not?
I thought it was really funny. My question to them was, you know, is it these kind of raunchy movies like Girls Trip and this movie where they really go for it? I mean, this is not, you know, you don't bring your mom to these movies. Usually.
Look at this, though. We've had bad teachers. We've had horrible bosses. Mm-hmm. We've had bad moms.
Yeah.
There's a
Santa.
Trend. Yeah, bad
right.
Santa.
Yeah.
So now you just throw the word bad on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Wendy.
Pope. Yeah, bad Wendy.
Bad girl.
This comes out really soon. This comes out next week, too, so it's early for the holidays.
For a Christmas movie, that is early.
Yeah. I want to talk about the November stuff.
Sure, what do you got?
We've got a lot going on. I brought in macaroni today because I'm judging the Macaroni Festival.
Mac and cheese is almost the best food ever created.
It's good, right? It has a jalapeno in it. This one's from Baptiste and Bottle.
And it's pretty spicy, isn't it?
It's a little spicy.
Mine not have jalapenos in it.
Oh, no?
You don't taste that?
No, I think they're different.
Mm.
I'm not sure.
Jerry,
I could pass
it
along.
Gave you the jalapeno and gave Wendy the regular.
It's got breadcrumbs and all this great stuff.
I'm not questioning your authority, but why are you one of the judges? What do you have something in your past that would make them say Jerry knows his mac and cheese?
Well, I write my food. I have a food part, so it's called None in the Oven.
Oh, my God. You are a promoting wizard.
That's excellent.
And so I go around, and I do restaurant reviews all the time.
Yeah.
So...
Specific to mac and cheese, or is it just because of your knowledge of food? Is that
I'm
why?
Just a cheesy guy.
Yeah,
what can I say?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm giving out the golden noodle award with this thing. These are the kind of gigs I get, Bill. I mean, these are glamorous.
Yeah, it sounds glamorous.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So this is going to be at UIC Forum. This is the 4th. So it's coming up.
Are the participants restaurants or are they private citizens who create macaroni? Who is it?
It's restaurants.
It's restaurants.
So it's going to be all different kinds of restaurants.
Who is going to eat macaroni and cheese from Joe from Streamwood?
I don't know. In a contest, I could see it happening.
I don't think so.
I'm trying to think, is there a restaurant that's known most for its mac and cheese? Is there one that's their specialty?
Well, we'll see when I get there. Yeah, I don't want to be too influenced. Maybe we'll go in with blinders on.
That's fair. All right.
People can get $10 off if they use the Jerry17 code. So I thought that was kind of fun.
He's a promotional wizard.
Get $10 off.
How do we do this?
You just go to macandcheesechicago.com.
And what does this entitle you? Unlimited supply of mac and cheese if you go?
Yeah, you get to go try out. You get to go to all the different stations. They'll have stations set up. And I'm doing the lunch version.
Okay. Oh, there's a lunch and a dinner version?
Lunch and a dinner.
So one more time, the website is?
It's macandcheesechicago.com.
And the promo code?
It's Jerry17. That's my age.
Wendy, if your husband, Jimmy Mac, ever does a cop show, they should call it Mac and Cheese. I don't know who his partner would be, but he and another guy should solve dinner-related crimes and call themselves Mac and Cheese and flip their sunglasses down a lot. Because that makes the show better.
That would be good. Although his real last name is McInerney, and my mom could never pronounce it because it's MCI. There is no MAC.
Yeah.
So he goes, think of two guys, Mac and Ernie. So it would actually be Mac and Ernie.
That's also good. Yeah. Oh.
And their cousin Cheese.
Yeah, their cousin Cheese. He would like sometimes get in the way, but then at the end he'd say something pithy, and they'd all go Cheese, and they'd all freeze frame at the
end. I like it. Will they be in cartoon form?
No, real live, live action for this one. Yeah.
Okay, so that day. Is the Macy's Christmas tree lighting.
When
so
is this? Oh, my good
they
God.
They do that the 4th. This is all the 4th.
November 4th.
November 4th. We're getting in early.
That's how fast.
Yeah.
That's next week.
Yeah. That's at noon.
Wow.
They're doing a big, they do a big ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Saturday?
That's Saturday. Yeah. And the Voice winner, Jordan Smith, is going to sing.
Was he the last year's Voice winner or sometime in the past? You know?
Sometime in the past.
I thought, I don't think it was this year.
There's different ones. And they have 2,000 ornaments and 6,600 sparkling lights. This has been like a long
tradition. It's got to be more than that. 6,000?
Yeah, this is in the Walnut Room. You know, I don't know if you've
In the Walnut Room.
Not the big tree on the street.
Not on the street.
Oh, okay.
This is in the Walnut Room.
All right. That's
a great place
nice.
To have lunch.
It is.
Yeah.
If your affair with Mila Kunis is still going on, I would take her there.
Oh, yeah.
I can keep Ashton Kutcher busy for you guys.
Yeah, we'll run interference.
And then who takes care of the kids, Bill?
Yeah.
We get stuck with the kids?
Yeah.
You can be the Manny.
I don't mind. I'm fine with that.
And then I'm going to go see Kristen Chenoweth at night.
What a full
she's the
day
same
this will be.
She's the same. She's going to be in Aurora, and I'm talking to her tomorrow.
Where in Aurora is she playing?
She's at the Paramount Theater.
Oh, good.
And so what's she doing?
She's doing her singing. Oh, have you not seen Kristen? So everyone knows who Kristen Chenoweth is, right?
Yeah.
From Wicked and
she's got a ball.
Glee.
She's, she's not tall. She's very diminutive.
She's
but boy, can she sing.
Yes, great and she's voice. From Oklahoma like I am, and we're both adopted.
Oh.
Yeah.
You may be... Spoiler alert, you guys may be twins and not know it.
Not twins,
but maybe related.
Maybe
wouldn't
brother
that
and
be
sister.
Wild?
Yeah.
That would be fun. I don't quite have the pipes that she does.
That's all right.
Well, but, sometimes siblings don't share the same things.
Right.
That would be fun.
I bet that's the case,
God, would that
Jerry.
Be cool? You guys should do that DNA testing together.
We could.
All right.
Wouldn't that be weird? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Never close the show with it.
That's a good showstopper.
Yeah. People would remember that.
Right.
All right.
I mean, who needs singing?
Right.
Okay, and then we got lots of other fun stuff. Okay, so we ready?
Yes.
So, well, we'll do music. Let's do some fun music.
Start with music.
Red Bull Sound Select is doing 30 days in Chicago with 70 artists.
Wow.
This is a huge thing. It's the whole month of November. So you can go to practically any venue.
Yeah.
And I
you
mean,
get
an they're
unlimited
all
ticket?
No,
that's
and they're all separate.
Red Bull's behind this?
Yes, and some of them are sold out, and then some of them are not.
Okay, take us
some
through
for examples.
So, but these are not going to be huge names. Okay, so these are a lot of up and coming people that are coming.
Can Wendy and I still pretend that we're impressed when you say the names?
Sure.
Let's see how good we do, Wendy. Right. These will be names we have not heard of, but we will seem like we're excited that they're here.
Okay, right, so Khalid.
Ooh,
I know who that is.
Yeah. Good. He's got the Logic song that's on right now. Yeah. So,
I like Khalid.
I don't know what about?
I don't even know.
Migos.
Migos.
Yeah.
Coming to Chicago?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You're a better actor than I am.
I had no idea Migos was coming to Chicago.
Daniel Caesar. He's brand new. I mean, he's brand new,
yes.
But he is like John Legend.
Daniel Caesar and the Salads.
He really
did you see them perform ever? They're fantastic.
I'm embarrassed for you.
They're crisp.
They're going to be, these are going to be different venues. So Reggie's.
I love
Lincoln
that
Hall.
Place, by the way. Reggie's is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really cool. So they're going to be all over the city. And then, Volkswagen Atlas is picking me up for one of the shows.
Oh,
that was
nice.
Pretty VIP.
You're living like a king, Jerry.
Drinking Red Bull.
I don't know what it is, but you're living like a king.
It's just been crazy.
Good. You deserve it. You worked hard.
I work really hard.
He does work hard. And I will say this. I have no energy to go out once a night. You do many events in one day.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
go to several
and you report
things.
On it. You can find it on nunontherun.com, Windy City Times.
Yeah.
He's the nunninator,
yes.
as I explained earlier.
Yeah.
And I try to mix it up. I went to the magic show last night, the Magic Parlor.
What's that?
That's at the Palmer House Hotel.
Yeah.
And it's just a nice, great space they have in there. Dennis Watkins is this really good magician.
He's
local, and he's been doing this for years.
Oh, that sounds like
four
it'd be
years.
Fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he does shows on, they're just Friday and Saturday,
uh-huh.
and with a 4:30 extra show. There's 7:30 and 9:30. They like you to dress up a little bit, but you get wine and beer.
You can't go, Bill. You have to dress up.
Yeah, I'm out.
No baseball caps.
Sorry. Oh, no.
But if he does he do the linking rings? I like the linking rings.
There's no linking rings.
There's no linking.
He does a lot of card tricks.
Oh, I like that.
I love card tricks.
Yeah.
And he invites people to come up and, you know, and he involves the audience. So,
yeah.
you know, they... You know, you get questioned or stand up.
Yeah.
You know,
I love going to the shows like that.
Does he do
it's
that
really
thing?
Fun.
Did you ever see this, Wendy? I like this trick where he reaches in your ear and mm-hmm. I don't have any pennies in my ear, but he'll take a penny out of my ear. I don't know how he does it. Does he do that?
He doesn't do that, but he does some similar tricks.
Does he?
I'll tell you. Yeah. And he actually tapes coins over his eyes and, you know, wraps his head up and then he can like see things in the room.
Really?
Yeah. Through people's eyes is what
that sounds like
is.
Witchcraft to me.
It's a little witchy.
It's magic.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. I also want to tell you about Petorino's has been doing. They
love
just
Petorino's.
Did. Do you love Petorino's? Okay, so they just did their 10th anniversary. It's just kind of wrapping up right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is 150 North of Dearborn. This is next to the Goodman and all
mm-hmm.
that. So my friends Denise McGowan Tracy and mm-hmm. Becky Menzi are amazing.
They do like cabaret songs.
Yeah. Do you know
you
that?
Would love that?
I know Denise real well.
You had to go see her. I've known her for a long time. I worked with her at Navy Pier.
She used to book Catch a Rising Star when I did stand up. She was the booker for Catch a Rising Star.
Did she sing your bookings?
Yeah, she would say you'll be in April 9th, and I'll go, why are you doing it so dramatically? It seems silly, but now I'm glad it paid off for her.
I just ran into her she was literally across the street when I was coming over.
Yeah,
here.
She's great.
She's everywhere.
How often do they do the cabaret?
It's every Monday. And
you know what happens, Wendy? You love this. All the actors and actresses that are in different shows in and around town, like Monday's what they call the Dark Knight. They don't do, not like Batman, the Dark Knight.
Right.
But it's the night that
no
they
shows.
Don't do shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's their night off. So they all hang out at Petorino's and they all come up and Denise convinces them to come up and sing a song from their shows. It's pretty cool.
And you get big names. I mean, Jesse Mueller was there who did Beautiful and won the Tony for Beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. The people from Hamilton come in sometimes.
Yes,
why don't you do it?
I've done it a bunch of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's old news for you.
What's your standard? Do you have a standard?
I do The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. People cry when I do that because I do it real sad.
Oh.
It's fun.
Don't you do something from the cabaret?
I do something from
the
cabaret.
Show?
Yeah.
The movie?
I do Money Makes the World Go Round.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
people
a good
love
one.
That.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't believe him. I can never tell if he does.
Mean, me and Denise are going to hold you to it. You're going to have to come in.
She has asked me to do it.
She has.
But Monday night's bad because Rhoda's on. I always watch Rhoda on Monday.
She has to revolve the show around you.
Yeah.
It's just such a great deal, though. It's like $20. You get a three-course meal.
And their food is incredible at Petorino's,
really
isn't
good.
It? It's
yes.
great.
I love the calamari.
That's nothing.
It's nothing.
Petorino's is very much like if you go to New York, there's all these restaurants that have been there forever, and they all have like caricatures of stars from, you know, from 25 or 30 or 40 years ago lining the walls. I love that kind of feel. It's really nice.
Oh, I do, too. It's such a great
feeling. Henny Youngman.
It's very Henny Youngman. Sometimes he's there, and people are like, Henny Youngman, you died 12 years ago. And he goes, I know. Cool.
There's some Broadway stuff coming that they might show up at Petorino's. There's the School of Rock, the musical's coming.
Yeah.
So I talked to
see
based
that.
On the movie, Wendy.
I love that's one of my favorite movies in the world.
I love that movie.
The Broadway show's supposed to be great. The guy who does the lead, it's not Jack Black, obviously, but he looks and sounds just like him. They found a guy who's like a duplicate of Jack Black.
Yeah, I saw him and did it in the park.
Yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's doing music.
Love his stuff.
For
Wild.
School of Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
so
good.
I talked to a cast member about it yesterday, and she told me about, you know, Andrew Lloyd doing some of the original songs, and mm-hmm. then I asked her if there was like a Stevie Nicks moment, you mm-hmm. know, with the teacher. She said yes.
Oh.
So I'm living for that.
That'll be fun. When does School of Rock come up?
It's at November 1st to the 19th, and it's going to be at the Cadillac Theater.
Love Wendy, this place. Show is tailor-made for you. You have to see it.
I'll get you there, Wendy, if you want to go.
Yeah, I got to take my sons.
Okay.
I think
we'll go
it.
Opening night. I'll get you in for the press night.
Opening night.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So we'll make that happen.
All right.
All right.
And Jimmy Buffett's bringing his musical, Escape to Margaritaville, November 9th through the December 2nd.
Oh, that sounds good.
Now, is he going to do like kind of what Springsteen did where it's like telling stories and doing music and that thing? Or I don't know what it is.
From what I saw in the park, it looked like they have a plot. Where
oh.
Yeah, so it's not him performing.
It's okay. A story with his music as the background.
Right, so they're doing his songs.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So there's a whole little storyline.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine he'll come in for the premiere. Because it's premiering in Chicago before it goes anywhere else.
It's all based on just trying to get a margarita.
That's the whole show?
I bet that is
real thirsty.
Wow.
Yeah.
They did that with Billy Joel years ago. There was a musical that used all of his songs.
Yeah.
Frankie Valli, they did that with his music. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's fun. You get to see all their best songs.
And all the parrot heads will be at it
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be Cash. You can dress Cash. Because they're going to wear like their
little
Hawaiian shirts.
Hawaiian shorts.
Right.
So maybe I'll go to that one.
Parrot heads.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, fun.
Hats, rather.
Yeah. Right.
Did you say heads, Wendy?
Yeah, I did. Because they are parrot heads.
I wanted to squeeze in the Gateway Gala is doing Gateway to Oz. This is the 26th annual version of it, November 18th, McCormick Place, and Earth, Wind & Fire's playing.
Bring on the horns!
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Did one of them just recently die? Did Wind die? One of them died.
I don't know.
I can't remember which one, but I
haven't researched
either
it yet.
Earth or Wind or Fire died like a year ago, I think.
Oh, gosh. I'm supposed to do the red carpet. That's going to be a tough one.
Well, don't bring it up, Jerry, because it's still a sensitive subject, I bet.
Well,
but I think one
of
them is no longer with us.
Yeah. Well, okay. So don't write my questions for
that. No, I won't. I won't. Don't worry. But that's still a fun night.
It's supporting cancer research is what the whole thing is.
Oh, nice.
Andrea Bocelli's son, Matteo, is coming.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's going to be fun.
Maurice White passed away.
Was he Wind?
Last year.
He was Wind, right?
I
think he was.
I don't think they had.
They didn't have a designation?
No.
Oh, I thought they did.
Maurice White dead at 74.
It's
he
not
passed
like the
away
sisters there.
Last year.
Right. They each have their own identity.
I have to ask them where the name came
from. Spice Girls did too. So I just assumed Earth, Wind, and Fire did. But
right, they have Wendy.
Although he was a singer and co-founder. So.
Yeah, he was one of the original guys.
Oh, so this is the big guy. Oh.
Yeah. But they've been touring without him.
Jerry, when you see Earth and Fire say, I'm sorry to hear about Wind, and see how they react.
See how that goes over.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure he was Wind.
Okay. We'll see. Cirque du Soleil has always got another show for us. It feels like every time I'm on here, there's a new show.
Why don't they do the Beatles one here in Chicago? They only do that one in Las Vegas. I would love to see that come to Chicago.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, and I asked Yoko Ono about that show one time.
What did she say?
She said I think she must get some money out of it.
She does.
Yeah, she has.
Without she shows up and promotes it.
Yeah.
So she was all supportive of it and everything. Because I asked her if she had approval with it and things like that. So I remember
that would be a natural for Chicago. People would love to see that. I don't know why they haven't brought
it
here.
Are you starring in Cirque du Soleil?
Oh, wow. She's tough.
And that's with you in the room, Jerry.
Yeah.
You should hear what she says when you're not around. It's even worse if you can imagine.
This is a crystal show. I don't know that much about it. It's got skating and sliding. No, Crystal Gale with her hair.
A crystal show?
What does that mean?
They're going to do ice skating
and
sliding.
Oh.
This is out of Hoffman Estates at the Sears Center Arena.
Wow.
The 16th through the 19th in November.
That sounds good, too.
Acrobats
and
stuff like that. So,
couple more.
Okay.
Two more.
Okay, we got two more. Okay, well, let's talk about my friend Lily Tomlin.
Love her.
She's coming.
One ringy dingy.
Oh, that's good.
Wendy does her stunt work.
Is this the Farney to whom I am speaking?
How about that? Isn't that good?
I didn't know you could do this.
Yeah.
Yes.
These are like hidden talents.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty good.
You can just interview me.
Lily Tomlin and Lily Munster. Did
right.
you see that show?
No,
I got
not.
Nothing on that. Herman.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all. Also, that's all one. You know how people have one women shows?
Yeah.
I'm a one word show.
You're in, you're out in 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's a quick interview.
Yep, it's so fast.
Lily Tomlin, just love
Where
her.
Where is she going to be,
do.
Jerry?
She's at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie.
Oh, nice.
November 11th, and she's doing a 4 o'clock and an 8 o'clock.
Oh, a matinee.
So that's a lot of work for her.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's going to do various characters. She will do.
She can bring me up on stage if she needs to take a break with the back-to-back
shows.
You
would fill in for her?
Yes. Why, of course.
Oh, that's excellent.
I love some.
Mr. Meadle?
Wow. She better watch it because Wendy will steal her act.
I
hope they don't book Wendy by accident because she'll be very disappointed.
Maybe you could do the 10 o'clock show.
Yeah, do that. We'll do the third show. All right, so give us one more, Jerry. What's one more thing that has not been mentioned?
One more. I have... Tegan and Sarah. Do you guys like Tegan and Sarah?
Yes.
Are you into them? Okay. So Tegan and Sarah is going to be at the Rockefeller Memorial Chapel, which I've never been to this venue, November 11th.
Is this for a service? Is this a sad occasion?
It sounds like it,
right? It does sound like it.
Oh.
What is this for?
Well, they're both still alive, so.
Oh, they are both? Okay.
So they're just doing their rock concert, but they have a covers album.
No.
So we got to check out their covers album, but this is November 11th.
And that's Tegan and Sarah.
Tegan and Sarah, Canadian
lesbian
twins.
Yeah. Not, but not conjoined.
They're twins?
Are they conjoined?
Yeah, they're twins.
I didn't know
Tegan
that.
And Sarah. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
How about that? All right. Jerry, all kinds of good stuff.
Yes.
So again, sorry to hear about Wind. That was very sad news.
Yeah.
And thank you for bringing macaroni and cheese for Wendy.
Delicious.
That makes
Absolutely.
Her very happy.
Okay,
That's
great.
Jerry Nunn, Nunn on the Run. If people want to know more, their best bet is to go to...
NunnOnTheRun.com.
That's their best bet.
Thanks,
yes,
Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Quick break, and then we will close things off. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
This is close-up shop kind of music.
Wendy, it is. We worked.
Mr. Veedle needs me for the weekend.
That's very impressive. I'm envisioning a very romantic anniversary with you and Jimmy the other night when you pull that out.
No.
And then hilarity ensues, I bet.
If I pull that out, he locks me up.
I can imagine. That's it, boys and girls. The week is over.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
And Monday, special guest, 10:05, right at the start of the show.
David Koechner, very funny guy.
Koechner, he's our man.
If he can't do it, Wendy, somebody else will have to.
Yes.
Right. That's it. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.